with 28 guys. Now my odds are just better.
You know, I'm so bad at math, you guys. Don't ask me.
Not an easy problem to have, but it's a fun one to have, going on date after date after date. I am the most uncoordinated, clumsy person. I think I had a pretty good picker.
Bring on the men!
Put up with me through the entire journey.
Don't you know?
Hi, everybody. Hey, Adam.
Hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Happy holidays to all of us. What a glorious Memorial Day we've all had. It was about 74 degrees in the city today.
Which is very hot.
Which is hot, let me tell
you. Half our listeners live in the Midwest where it's like 10,000 degrees outside.
74 degrees. Can you imagine? Adam, how was your off season?
Pretty good. I grew the beard a little bit more robustly.
You did.
So if you're listening, just imagine me with a slightly longer beard than you thought of last time.
Yes. Or think Jake Gyllenhaal's beard, except it doesn't connect all the way.
So yeah, pretty good.
It's basically that.
I don't know. I grew most of a beard.
Yes, you grew about 97% of a beard.
Most of a beard.
You grew most of a beard. Yeah.
That's really it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Meghan and Harry got married. That was pretty big for me.
Yeah. How was your off season?
It was good. You know, we had, you know, the wedding of the century happened.
Not counting ours.
Absolutely not counting ours. And, you know,
ours was the wedding of October 7th in Dayton.
Right, exactly. Right.
Afternoon wedding.
The afternoon wedding in Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, same apartment. You know.
Studio.
Same
recording studio.
Same recording studio. Still no dogs. Yeah, it's been all right.
Let's get into this thing.
Cool.
So there's going to be like the most of the show is going to be us just telling you about these jabronis,
right?
Who we met tonight. But before that, let's just set the stage for what is about to happen.
Set the stage. Let's give these people a Les Miserables. Let's build the fort.
Yeah, Les Mis, just famous for all build-up. Nothing actually happens.
Let's build the barricades of freedom right now.
Nothing actually happens. It's all build-up.
It's all build-up.
Except for all the fight scenes.
Totally.
And then eventually he, like, sacrifices his whole life and everything.
Right, you know? But then he dies as an old man, and come to find out, you know, blah, blah, blah. The French Revolution was not really about Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean was the French Revolution.
It's a very loose interpretation of the story. But
hey!
I
watched that musical about as closely as Ari Leyendijk did.
Who am I to say that I'm wrong?
You are 2 for 6.
That was intentional.
Oh, got it.
All right, so we set this thing up and they remind us. They're like, in case you forgot.
I sure didn't.
Becca won last season.
Shove it down.
And then
throats.
Right before the end,
yep.
Ari was like, hold on, I'm actually into Dead Lauren.
Oh, boy.
And they remind you because you need to know.
You need to know the context for why we're here.
She's not here because she's interesting.
Mm-mm, nope.
She's not here because she's attractive.
She's here because she got jilted by some goon who decided to marry a girl who's been engaged twice.
She's here because they intentionally decapitated her on television.
They did.
To victimize her to the point where she might be something watchable.
Speaking of intentional decapitation, and I haven't read it yet.
This has to be going somewhere.
It's going somewhere. Ari also just did a really deep and in-depth interview with GQ, basically about the real story about what happened. I have to read it, but apparently he was cut off at the end of the interview because he just didn't like the question the reporter asked about Lauren, which means he's as terrible as we think he is.
Do we know the question?
Unclear.
Is she alive?
It was probably something to the effect of, like, do you think you made the right decision? Or do you think you're still a good person because you did all this horrible stuff?
He could have just picked Lauren outright, and I would have thought he was a terrible person.
Yes.
I don't think Becca's awful. I think she's probably a normal, decent human being.
She's a nice Midwestern girl.
I think she's just too boring to be on TV. So long story short, Becca was sort of robbed of actually winning last season.
Exactly.
And as a shout out to one of our other favorite television shows, Atlanta, they're in the middle of a season, their second season, called Robin Season, where all the characters get robbed of something. As a shout out to that, we are going to have our own Robin Season on The Bachelorette, where we describe how somebody has been robbed of something in every episode.
Tonight, it could be literal. It could be figurative. It could be...
Yeah, it's not going to be like at gunpoint every night.
Emotional.
Although that would make one hell of a TV show.
Man, I'd watch that.
Tonight on You Got Robbed.
On You Got Robbed. The Bachelor. Colon.
Yeah. So easy for us to start with Becca. She got robbed of the whole thing.
She did.
The robberies will continue to get more increased. We have to do something to make this interesting.
Something has to be interesting.
And this is our thing.
This is it.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything important going on?
Well, I think, you know, the other big thing is that we really enjoy the fact that Becca is truly and utterly and deliciously from the Midwest. So anything and everything that she says has a unique sort of tinge on the end of it. Adam, you know, what would you call that? A twang of sorts?
A twang to me sounds like Southern.
Right.
I don't feel like you hear the Midwestern twang. You know, I mean, it can only be Southern.
I mean, it's not the non-regional diction of someone from Ohio, as previously discussed.
No, it's the real, like, Midwestern accent.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's saying words like big.
Big and, yeah.
Flig.
She's a big person. Don't you know?
I bet she says cur a lot.
She could have been in Fargo.
Fargo,
don't you know?
Fargo.
She could have done that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be trying to play with that.
Yes, and if you've ever enjoyed the late 80s, early 90s cartoon Bobby's World, you'll hear a lot of sound effects from that as well.
Yeah, we're going to try. So,
Howie Mandel is a genius. And
was
it's Bobby
a genius.
Generic, not generic.
Yeah. So, just in general, our job is to talk about a TV show that,
sure.
that isn't interesting.
That's right.
So we have to make it interesting.
Amen.
And you're going to listen to it because it's been 10 seasons. So, like, if it,
It's this or nothing. Yeah, join us on this journey.
You're either in or you're out at this point.
Yeah.
And I like to think these people are in.
Thank you so much.
Before we talk about the actual guys, just a quick pointer. She meets up with the last three bachelorettes before this all happens. Last three, right? Caitlin, JoJo, and Rachel?
Yes.
Any gaps? Am I missing anybody?
No.
All three of these women picked the man they were going to marry.
And they're still engaged. Mind you, Caitlin and Sean B have been engaged for a little over 2 years. JoJo and Jordan Rogers, the estranged younger brother of Aaron Rogers, have been engaged also for about 2 years. And then, as we know, Brian and Rachel are still together after a year. I hope they die and burn in hell.
So these are three relationships that are what would appear to be stagnant and terrible.
Or, as Instagram would like to show us, wildly successful.
Ah, yes.
Financially.
Ah, yes, I forget. These are relationships that are on life support provided by reality TV money from ABC.
Mm-hmm. And also social media influencer dollars.
Yes, so allegedly these same big social media and big ABC got together to give these three women a platform to provide advice to Becca on how she could achieve this stunning success.
And not to bring it back to Peter, but it always comes back to Peter. Peter did not watch the episode tonight, nor did he Instagram story or tweet or talk anything about the show, which is why Rachel should have picked Peter. I will stand on my podium and talk about this all day long. Robin season. Peter was robbed.
Yeah. And we were robbed of Joe. Joe probably didn't. Wait, okay.
I can't.
Okay. So we're not going to have End of the Road tonight because we don't care about most of these guys. Is there anything that you want to say about people who have been eliminated?
I want to talk about Joe for just a second.
Yes, please.
So, Joe. Okay. So, Joe is a 31-year-old grocery store owner from Chicago. He was very explicit in talking about where his grocery store was located.
He's so blue-collar.
He's so blue-collar, so delicious. The way he talks, I feel like he's Italian, and I'm fine with it.
He could be Italian. He could be something else, hardworking. Whatever he is, he's poor.
He is, you know, he's salt of the earth. He used to sell watermelons. You know what I'm saying?
Everything else you call people who are cool but, like, don't have any money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Joe. Joe was crazy hot. He was super cool.
All that elbow grease.
He built that business from the ground up. He's running a grocery store. You know what I'm saying? It's Luke's Local. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's what he's doing.
And Becca sent him home, which is disrespectful to me. But you know what? I'll deal with it for the rest of my life.
If Joe would have stayed on, what number would he been on your power ranking?
One.
Really? Number one?
Wait, hold on. Let me look. No, Joe is two.
Oh, man.
Joe is two.
Teaser. I guess we'll find out.
Spoiler alert.
What?
We love you, Joe. Call me.
Anybody else that we lost that you have anything to say about, gonna miss?
No, but I think you had a pretty good assessment of all the guys that she sent home. Something that we've talked about previously on the show, which is sort of the class.
Yeah, and there's a early war on poverty.
Well, at least she got it out of the way now.
I mean, there's still a construction manager left in there, yeah, so well, she hasn't gotten rid of everybody.
Well, he's going home soon.
I don't think anybody's really that short, so...
No, nobody's short. Nobody's short.
Still nobody brave enough to wear glasses after 14 seasons of this show.
Why would you? Don't make that mistake.
Listen, I think glasses make a person more attractive.
Okay.
Have I ever said that before on this show?
You say it pretty much every episode.
What, it's 11 seasons? Robin
season.
11 times.
Robin season.
I'm Rob, the people wearing glasses. Here's something interesting I wrote down about Christian that I'm upset I don't get to read on air because he was eliminated, so I'll just say it now. Is he sweating because he's awkward, or is he awkward because he's sweating?
Ooh, the second one. Now, Christian, if
I don't
you
know,
read...
like a chicken egg thing.
Now, Christian, if you read his sort of blurb, and guys, if you go onto the new ABC site where they have all the cast members, they no longer do the long version of the sort of fun facts like
That's
they used to.
Too much reading for
which
their
is,
clientele.
Which is a new thing this season. So no longer do we get, like, how many tattoos, what's your favorite animal, if you were on a desert island, what item would you bring? None of those questions anymore. Just a two-sentence blurb, tops, that was written by some copywriter in the ether.
Yeah.
Now, in Christian's copy written blurb, he was a former soccer player. His family is from Mexico, I believe.
I think
and they immigrated to the United States.
Interesting. So, do you remember what the second part of the blurb was?
No.
All the blurbs, the first part is like, here's an interesting fact. And the second part is like how it ties into like some pickup line.
I think it was both of those things that I said. He immigrated from Mexico. He's like first generation something in the United States, and
then
he's a former soccer player.
Well, no, and then their closing line would be like, he wants to be first generation married to Becca, or like something like that. Some dumb intern writes all this stuff.
I did not.
Joe used to sell watermelons.
Mm.
Period.
He could.
Joe would love to water Becca's
melons.
He
could water these melons, girl. Yes.
Something like that.
Let them have it.
Anyway,
I don't remember.
If you're listening and you need a better writer for that stuff,
listen. We do this professionally.
I freelance.
We do. How many dollars a word would you charge?
For freelancing?
Yeah.
I don't know. They'd have to call me.
Oh, girl. Ooh.
Or my agent.
Who do you think you are? Robin Season.
Somebody with a phone.
Rob ABC.
I would love to rob ABC. So that's it. Like, right? Let's
just
get into
do
it.
It. That was the only thing I wanted to talk
time.
About. Joe is my rock.
We're going to go through the entire rest of the episode. We're going to go through these guys. We're going to tell you about everybody who's still there for a minute or so.
Yep.
We're going to blatantly stereotype them.
Ugh,
and then we're going to tell you the four that we were attracted to.
Power rankings.
And give you some bold predictions.
Bold predictions.
Which,
listen, girls.
Stick around.
The tea is hot on these bold predictions this time. Whoop.
All right, let's start with Alex.
Who is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wrote the invisible one, could also be the anonymous one. He is a 31-year-old construction manager from Atlanta, so he is too poor to be on the show.
Oh, he's going to get kicked off next week. He's the guy that brought the jar, the empty jar.
He brought an empty jar, but it wasn't explained because he didn't get any camera time.
Right,
he was just
right.
carrying it around later, and he was like, this is for all the roses.
Yeah.
Great.
Who's next?
next we have Blake, who we have a history with.
Oh, Blake, who I like to call Dr. Doolittle.
Blake is the animal pun guy.
Mm-hmm.
He rode a horse to meet her on After the Final Rose.
He's
one of the five original guys, amigos.
Yes.
Five original amigos, right? Anyway, he rode a horse in. He was like, when you fall off the horse, get back on.
Cute.
Tonight, he rode an ox in. He was like, my love for you is strong as an ox.
Where did he find an ox?
Maybe he lives outdoors.
I mean, I know he's from like Colorado,
Bailey, Colorado.
But like, I don't know. It's a lot of animals involved. Too
that's,
many
that's
animals.
Why he's the animal pun guy. I don't know how deep this can go, but I would like to see him keep pulling these animal things out
I'd
of
like
his
to
ass.
See more, and I want to see the animals get bigger.
I'd like to see him get smaller.
But the horse and the ox, or would you call them similar sized animals? I'd say an ox is a little bit bigger.
An ox is bigger, but I'd like to see them get smaller because then he was just going to be on TV on like a one-on-one date or something. And the whole time you're going to be like, is there like a mouse in his pocket? The big animal you can't hide.
Exactly.
But a little one, you'd be like, what's happening?
I want him to go from an ox to a buffalo to a rhinoceros to an elephant.
That seems very unlikely in Los Angeles.
I don't know. I think they can make it happen.
Anything can happen in Hollywood. That's anything right. else to say about this guy?
No, he seems really sweet.
He's
they
got
really
legs.
Good rapport.
He's gonna go.
He's, yeah, he's got legs. How old is he? He's 28.
28, okay. Her age.
Yeah, yeah. That feels good to me.
Wait, the age thing. Do you want to talk about the age
Let's
thing?
Let's talk about the age thing. So I find it very interesting that the difference between The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and maybe this is more so men versus women.
I think this is a just Becca season type thing.
Okay. The guys are in a very tight age range. Now, a lot of the guys that are on The Bachelor usually have an age range that is wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, like when you're Ari and you're 35.
Right.
You get a girl who's as young as like 23.
Exactly.
All the way up through your age.
Disgusting.
So like
no.
12 years.
I don't even think he had anybody that was 36 so on this season.
You people like more than a decade apart. Youngest to oldest.
Very gross. And Becca's is very tight. The youngest guy on her season is 25, 3 years younger than her. The oldest guy on her season is 31, which is also 3 years older than
it's
her.
It's the most appropriate range you've ever seen on the show.
It is very nice. It is very tight. And I think we are going to get a good crop of gentlemen because of that tightness.
Good crop of gentlemen is an exaggeration.
Yes.
Let's go to Chris. Chris is the snitch. Chris is the accuser.
Oh, Chris is the snitch.
Chris.
He's not even that cute.
He's not.
He's got some nerve coming in here snitching on somebody.
He has
not
this
even
weird,
cute.
Like, pattern, kind of like velvet jacket. Like, the kind of thing you wear when you have to introduce yourself to your neighbors.
And I'm dating myself. What?
Legally.
Robin season. Robin season. Here's what I'm going to say about Chris. You know, I'm going to date myself by saying this. I have a soft crush on Danny Wood from NKOTB. Chris favors Danny Wood, but not in the good way.
Yeah. He looks like he should have a more significant overbite than he does.
He does not.
Right.
He does not.
I don't know. He's just kind of boring. He came on the show and he's like, hey, great to meet you. So I think this other guy sucks. And that was his whole thing.
Yeah. Like,
the storyline involving Chris was that he threw this other guy, Chase, under the bus instantly for being there for the wrong reasons. And then she ate it up because Chase, out of here. Chris, uglier, by the way, still in.
Right. And this is the guy that should have been swapped for Joe.
Oh, wow. That's a good point.
Yeah.
We should still have Joe. This guy robbed us of Joe.
Robin season.
let's go to Kristan.
Oh, the Harlem Globetrotter.
Kristan has the most exciting career of anybody that we've seen.
So exciting.
On 11 seasons of the show.
That is true.
If I was The Bachelor... If I were The Bachelor, look at me making mistakes like this. It's Memorial. Grammar doesn't take days off.
All right.
Anyway, and some woman came up. She's like, yeah, I'm a Globetrotter. I'd be like, cool. I don't need to see anybody else. I'm done.
I'm done. This is it. Let's talk smart basketball, and I'd love to see you dunk on everything.
And he did.
He sure did. And you know what? And the funny thing is, he executed that dunk better than anybody in the dunk contest this season. Remember the All-Star
Bring
game
back Glenn
and
Robinson
that trash that we saw?
Yeah.
Him and Glenn Robinson III. Love to see it. Really would love to see it.
Glenn.
Oh, sweet Glenn.
What are the legs like on Kristan? I mean...
Not very much.
There's nothing else to him. He's a Globetrotter,
no.
Which is awesome.
It is awesome.
It's way better than I used to be a baseball player. I used to be a soccer player.
No,
used
girl.
To be a football player.
You a Harlem Globetrotter.
The Globetrotters are cool.
Very cool people, and have been cool people for centuries. They were on the Scooby-Doo show.
Oh my God.
Remember
Kristan was on Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's nothing else to say about him.
Should we go see the Globetrotters this year?
I don't know. I've seen him before. Have you seen him before?
Yeah, I've seen him before.
I've seen him a few times.
Yeah, a few times. I've only seen him one time.
They
it's the same show.
They come to all the time.
It's the same. Well, they come to Dayton. It's the same show.
Let's move on to Clay.
Clay.
I have a very troubling relationship with Clay.
Why don't you start? Because
so,
you know what I'm going to say.
Clay is a former NFL player.
Is he a former NFL player or is he currently rostered or are you just not giving him the time of day?
Great idea. This is the conundrum,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So let me explain what I'm going to call him.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that Clay was a football player and I said, awesome, I'm going to look this guy up.
Yeah.
At the time it was announced, he was still on a roster somewhere. He wasn't the thing that he is now, which I'll get to later.
Mm-hmm.
He's still on a roster. I was like, oh my God, I got to find out this guy, what team he's on. I got to look up highlights. I got to look up plays. This guy plays for my favorite team.
Oh, wow.
I'm a very hardcore Saints fan. I spent $10,000 to go to the Super Bowl to watch them win.
He did.
I watch their games every week.
Mm-hmm.
I know them up and down.
He sure does.
He's on their team.
Adam was devastated when Jimmy Graham left.
He's on their practice squad.
No.
To say that he is on the Saints
is a reach.
It's like when it's like when you win the Super Bowl and the guy who hands out the Cracker Jacks gets a ring just because he was around.
It's like that guy Jason who was the N and NSYNC, and then they had to take somebody else out of the band so that they could bring Lance in because they gave Lance a nickname Lanston, and he's the N and NSYNC.
Clay has like been on four or five teams, practice squads, but I don't know if he's ever actually played one snap of actual NFL football. He is currently a free agent, both romantically and professionally.
Okay.
So I'm going to call him the free agent.
I find Clay to be very nice, but...
Do you? Because that sounds like the thing you say where it always goes, but, and then it's never going to be positive.
He is so weird.
He's awkward.
Oh my God, he's so weird. I, like, you know, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt and like, oh my God, maybe he's nervous, whatever, whatever. But then, like, you see...
We're all nervous.
Everybody's nervous. I'm nervous right now. But, like, you see his video, like, interstitial thing, and he's weird in that.
Where do I put my hands in
right,
the video?
Right, and then, like, and then you think, okay, that's edited. Like, maybe, you know, he's just being weird because he's being on television and it's filmed. He's weird there, too. He is so awkward.
That's the best
and
version
it,
of him.
And it, like, hurts me. I am so uncomfortable watching him. I feel really bad.
He, like, she obviously loves athletes.
That
is true. And he's going to make it through the initial phase on being, like, he's touched the NFL. Like,
right.
Loosely, tangentially touched NFL success.
Sure.
But that's as far as it goes. I think it's enough for her for a little bit, but there's no way this guy goes anywhere.
Oh, Clay.
Poor Clay. Go Saints. Speaking of former football players.
Okay!
I feel very differently about Colton.
Same!
Colton is, he's like, he looks like the guy who's a model, only he's more attractive.
Yes.
And also, he has this...
He's bigger. He looks like he's got big hands.
He's hot.
He is
crazy
hot. Okay! And then meanwhile, Colton, fun fact, used to date Allie Raceman.
Who is also crazy hot.
Gymnastics phenom.
Yes.
And all around big.
Yeah, Allie Raisman, like, superhero of the universe.
Totally.
Like, top 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of all females.
Truly.
Allie Raisman.
Truly.
Yeah.
And then, so here's what happened.
Wait,
with
and
Colton.
That's not even the best
that's
part.
That's not even the best part. Here's what happened. So, Colton, he had a catastrophic injury.
Season ending. Career ending.
Career ending. And
Robin season.
Who would have known that this would have been so amazing? And so as a result, he decided to start a nonprofit for children with cystic fibrosis. What?
Stroke of genius.
What?
Ah! He's like, guess what? Can't be an athlete anymore, so my life got better.
Well, okay. And not to
Clay
mention...
Clay Harbor's over here like, I can still make a team.
Wait, no, that's not his voice. I can still make the team.
Don't be so mean. He has nothing going for him.
He's doing his best.
He's unemployed I'm doing his best.
I'm Clay and I'm doing my best and I'm unemployed. No.
Kermit the Frog.
I know, but isn't that what it sounds like? Yeah. Anyway, Colton, he's got an old dog, okay? And then on top of that, allegedly, he's a virgin. Now, would you have slept with Allie Raisman? Yes. Come on.
I would sleep with her right now
okay.
In the middle of this podcast.
It's too much. No, thank you.
If that were an option.
Robin season.
Is she listening? Does she know what I look like? Does she know that I have most of a beard? if you squint hard enough, it's a total beard.
The answer to all of those questions is no.
Colton is the charity case in a very sweet
in
way.
In the best kind of way. I like him a lot.
Let's go to Connor.
Okay, Connor is fitness coach, which is not a trainer, I guess, but he also is a former baseball player, and you can kind of tell based on his look and feel. He looks like he's got cakes. Meanwhile, also he's...
Baseball players are very cakesy players.
And then meanwhile, he also has kind of this fratty look to him. He reminds me of a lot of guys that I hung out with at Miami University. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's it.
You're 30. Come on. You can't be like, I'm 30. You know what's awesome? Frat guys.
You sure?
Listen, I can't tell you what to do.
That's right.
Connor is the most generic white guy you've ever seen.
That's why
he's
such a bro.
Yep. And like every season, there's like six or seven of these guys who are like, I'm a personal trainer, I'm a fitness coach. This season, there's only one and it's him.
Yes.
And he stands out.
Yes.
The field in general is so much better than I thought it would be.
Everyone's diverse.
Like genuine and like they're actual people. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, yeah, I'm a fitness coach, which he's like an Instagram model or whatever you do in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I don't know.
I don't know. I personally hate Connor, but I feel like he's strong enough to make it through the chaff phase.
Yeah,
there's still guys here who have no business being here.
That is true.
He'll stay through that, and then he'll be eliminated. He'll finish like 12th to 15th.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
There's nothing hateable because he's so generic.
He's so generic.
Let's move on to David.
David was the chicken guy?
David was the chicken guy.
Okay.
He's also kind of like the irrational confidence guy. he's from Denver. He's a venture capitalist at 25.
I don't know. I'm not involved.
The only way you can do this is if you just land in a ton of money.
Yeah.
Or you just wildly exaggerate what you do.
Or if you work for a tech company that allows for unlimited PTO, which a lot of people are doing now.
He's either super rich or he's the janitor at a venture capitalist company and doesn't know how to spell janitor.
Or his parents are super rich.
That's likely the case. Yeah, I don't mean he's super rich. I mean his parents are super rich. He's done nothing.
No.
I don't like this guy.
He came in a chicken suit. Or
and
not
yet
that
she
he
picked him.
Not that he came in a chicken suit. He allowed
he
the producers to convince
suit.
Him to come in a chicken suit. That is my issue. Because he didn't think of this on his own.
This guy's got to have better judgment if he's a venture capitalist.
Right.
You got to see through what people are trying to convince you for.
You do. You do.
Otherwise, they'll rob you.
Or you'll end up being Pied Piper.
Robin season.
Robin season.
Okay. Let's move to Garrett. There's a lot to say about Garrett.
Oh, boy.
Garrett's the big winner of episode one.
I hate this
guy. Not from a you and me standpoint. Okay, go on.
I hate this guy.
Why?
Not only was his first impression doing a terrible impression of Chris Farley, God rest his soul, he drove in a minivan.
That's fine. Bobby Generic's mom drove a minivan.
It's generic.
Oh, yeah. God, why can I not do that?
I don't
generic.
Know. But that was the joke on the show.
Yeah, I know.
It was very cute. I feel like I heard him speak and my ovaries just shriveled up. And they said, no, we are closed for business.
For me, Garrett is the guy who needs a dog.
Yes.
He likes to be woodsy and fishing.
Okay.
And like he has a lot of energy. He's perfect to take a dog. And not just any dog, an adopted dog who needs a little bit of extra attention.
Yeah, I like that. And come to find out, Becca is super into Garrett, and she gave him the first impression rose?
She has terrible judgment.
Well,
if you're watching the show and you have a dog that you're just about to get rid of,
mm-hmm.
call Garrett.
Give him to Garrett.
Get him on Instagram and be like, dude, I have the solution for you. What ails you.
Or maybe don't get him on Instagram. Garrett has recently deleted his Instagram, and I'm going to let you guys Google it to figure out what's happened.
So did he win?
No.
Oh.
Unclear.
Okay.
Unclear if he won, but he's...
Did he win a dog?
There are some.
He should have.
There are some political leanings that he has been connected to that the people don't really like. So...
Got it. Well, at this point, he appears to be in the lead for her, and you know, there's three in a row going right now. First Impression Rose is winning this thing, so...
Robin season.
Whatever. Let's move to Jason.
Oh, Jason. Jason looks like somebody.
American Psycho.
Yes.
He is American Psycho. He's a banker. He's from New York.
Yeah.
He slicks his hair back on the side.
Mm-hmm.
He kills people.
Totally.
Gets it dry cleaned.
Yes.
Talks to you for hours about Huey Lewis and the news.
Yep.
On his way to murdering you.
Mm-hmm.
But not until he's entirely like covered it in plastic.
Right.
Jason is American Psycho.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do.
Oh, okay.
He's so creepy.
He's very creepy. But
anything
she's
else?
Into it. I don't know.
Next up we got Jean Blanc.
Jean Blanc. Okay. So I didn't like that they made him a colonosaur when he is truly a very successful financial analyst and a very successful person outside of his accoutrement and the things that he collects. That was annoying for me.
He is what Jordan thinks he is.
Yeah.
He is, I wrote down, the most interesting bachelor.
Okay, yes. Like, came from Haiti, speaks French. He's got all of this sort of style and je ne sais quoi, and he's very cool and calm, collected. He didn't seem like he was sort of throwing himself at Becca in any way, shape, or form. Jean Blanc is a very cool customer. I like it.
Yeah, he's like, let me show you my cologne collection. And you're like, whatever, snooze. And he's like, yeah, if you can get to it, it's behind my tie collection and my suit collection and my shoe collection.
And my watches. Oh my, yeah, he's out here doing it.
Yeah.
And he smells really good all the time.
I think that was a producer plant. She goes, he smelled incredible. And I was like, I think that's, they made her say that because he's the colognosaur.
Yeah, but still. Like, he seems like a very cool guy.
This guy is so put together for a so person on the show.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Let's move to Hot John.
Oh my god, Hot John! Yay!
Why don't you tell the story?
Okay, so, as you know, we love you guys. You guys are great fans and always connect with us when you have hot gossip in, about, and around Bachelor Nation. Come to find out, a very good, close friend of mine, Nicole, is friends with Hot John. And now, you know, sometimes people say that they're friends with people. No, Nicole, like, really knows Hot John. She says he's wonderful. He is charming. He is delightful. And we call him Hot John because he is the Hot John. Like, that's it. Now, Hot John is from San Francisco. He is a software engineer, and not any software engineer. He, like, invented Venmo.
He is the accomplished one of everybody.
Hello. Like, some of these guys are like, yeah, I work in finance. And Hot John's like, actually, girl, I changed the world in the way that we, like, use finance. So, bye wig. Robin season.
And even better, I think he's going to go for a while.
Hot John's going to be on the show for a while. So, sorry if we're calling him Hot John. It's annoying to you. You don't have to listen. But you should.
You have to listen.
Thank you. Sorry.
Don't think you're just like,
you're not disposable. Better than this. You're not better than this podcast. No.
Sorry. That's what you do when you know somebody. So deal with it.
So we love you, Hot John. We are so proud to see you succeed on this show.
Come into our studio and talk to us, and be hot.
Yeah. And be hot.
Let's go to Jordan.
Okay.
Jordan looks like the villain. He's the early villain. He's going to be the villain this season.
So Jordan, I see him as the Andrew Keegan character in 10 Things I Hate About You. He is Joey. He is Bianca. I am shooting a nose spread tomorrow. He is the guy that is this, the white shirt better or the black shirt better. That is him.
Okay. So he's a model, and then, like, that's the only thing he knows about himself?
Right.
So there's no other depth.
I mean, he's a model from Florida, okay?
He's like, listen.
Please.
I'm wearing shoes that will clack on the ground that will make a woman fall in love with me. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard a woman say, you know what I'm looking for in a man?
Shoes.
Shoes that clack in a specific way.
Mm-hmm. That mirror the beating of my heart.
I don't know everything about Becca, but I'm willing to bet she is just like the other trillions of women out there.
Nope.
Who don't care what shoes you're wearing.
She absolutely does not.
His model character is the pensive gentleman.
Now, mind you, she kept this guy over Joe. Okay? I just want to reiterate.
This guy's a statue of a person. He's a caricature of a person. He should be Joe.
I don't like this. And he gets a lot of FaceTime because he says a lot of stuff.
I think he had the most FaceTime. He's like, listen,
yeah.
I'm the expert. He thinks he's what Jean Blanc really is.
Yeah, he is giving me sort of the Olivia vibe from Ben Higgins' season. The person that sort of just gets to talking. And then you're like, oh my God, shut up.
I think he's going to be out pretty soon.
Yeah.
His shtick is okay, but it can't go very deep, and I just don't think there's a lot more to this guy.
I mean, it seems like he at least is on some kind of 2-1 date, bold prediction, from the trailer. So he might be on the show at least.
Oh, man, you don't get 2-on-1s until there's like 8 people left, maybe.
That's right. Or unless there's some animosity really brewing.
I mean, he's good looking. The problem is that he looks just like Colton, but worse.
Exactly! Like, right? If there's two blonde guys that I would want to bang, it's always Colton.
Yeah, they're both, like, stubbly, tan, like, blue eyes. Like,
yeah, and Colton's got a little bit of curly hair, which you know I like.
Really?
It's got a little bit of texture to it. I like that.
Yeah. Anything else about Jordan?
Absolutely
Keep an eye on him. He's the villain for right now. He's probably going to be for a little bit. But,
whatever. Bye, wig.
he kind of sucks. Let's go to Leo.
Okay, Leo is the...
I made the mistake of prejudging Leo.
You did?
And I think I was wrong.
You were wrong. Well,
go ahead.
Leo is the stuntman from Studio City, and so he's got the long hair.
He's the hairy, the very hairy one.
Right.
He's an animal.
He's the animal. Leo looks like a lion. But...
Where'd you get that one? Oh, man.
Pulled that out of thin air. Meanwhile, Leo is funny.
Leo is way funnier than I thought.
Leo is super funny.
He was on TV for like 10 seconds and he said two jokes and they were both pretty good.
I know.
I don't remember them, but I remember thinking, this guy's kind of funny.
And Adam is a comedy elitist, so for him to say that, it's pretty big stuff.
There's nothing else to say about Leo. He's not going to go very far.
Absolutely not.
Because he has very dumb hair.
That is right.
Let's talk about Lincoln.
Lincoln!
Lincoln is from Nigeria.
Yep.
He speaks with an accent. I think he's the accent guy. He's crazy jacked.
Very jacked.
We saw him in the preview thing.
Yes, and he was also on After the Final
Rose.
He was one of the
amigos.
Five guys that met Becca early on. He has sort of a strong personality. He's very cool, calm, collected. He knows why he's here. He's here for the right reasons. Or so we think.
Or so we think. I like Lincoln a lot.
I do too.
So he met her and it was his birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
but they
didn't
get to celebrate Robin season. And so he brought her a cake when he got out of the limo. And he's like, let's have this cake together, which I think is a very sweet thing to do.
And you know how I feel about cake.
Yeah.
I love cake.
Let's eat it. She probably looked at that cake like, I haven't eaten in months.
Months! She is so thin, bro.
I think it's a sweet thing to do because he knows she's been starving herself to
starving!
Death.
Starving!
And like... I also think when you're one of the five original guys, I think it is too much to ask her to remember your name and whatever. And he was like, listen, I brought you a cake. And then he explained it. He goes, because it was my birthday and I didn't get to celebrate. Instead of expecting her to do that, he re-explained it, which I appreciate as now next level empathy. Me pretending to be in somebody else's mind from someone else's mind. This is like an Inception level of empathy that I'm... exhibiting right now with Lincoln. But I don't think he did anything wrong tonight.
Yeah. I loved it.
He's going to go. Let's talk about Mike. Cincinnati Mike.
I don't know if he's from Cincinnati. That seems like a reach. Mike.
Where do you think he's from?
Not Cincinnati.
Any guess?
It's probably from
worse,
like
better?
Mason or Westchester.
Worse than Cincinnati.
I know.
A step down.
No, a step down from Cincinnati is just Kentucky. Okay. So I think
that's what it says in the Kentucky license plate.
Yeah, it's
a
like,
step down from Cincinnati.
A step down from Cincinnati.
Now entering Kentucky.
Now entering.
Go back to Cincinnati.
I mean, go back to Cincinnati. Trust us. Mike did get a lot of PT.
He had a man bun.
He had a man bun,
so
which
gross.
Is not great. Yeah, I have really nothing else to say about him.
He brought the cardboard cutout of Ari, but that was because he wasn't planning on doing anything else memorable.
Exactly. So
sorry, Mike. You're going to be gone as soon as possible.
Sorry, Mike.
Let's talk about Nick.
Oh,
I wrote down the nose, and that's it.
He is a schnauzer. He is the blonde version of Jason.
When you say blonde, you mean his hair or his entire body is one color?
He is
so
monochromatic. He is completely beige. He is the color of the couch. He is so beige. Everything.
He's got no chance, right?
None.
He's
absolutely
out,
not.
He's out. Instantly. He's probably already gone. Like, they were getting in the limo, and she's like, dude, I was just kidding.
No, absolutely. No, get out of here.
All right, let's go to Ricky.
Ricky was really sweet. He did not get a lot of PT, but he, I saw them salsa dancing a little bit.
That was cute.
I
like that.
That was really cute.
I like the dance moves.
And he seemed, again, another one of those people that's very cool, calm, and collected. Now, of all of the guys this season, there are 28 guys this season.
Yeah, we're down to 21 now.
There are, I think, 11 gentlemen of color this season. I want to say, if it's not 11, maybe it's 10.
I think it's closer to like 8 or 9, but I don't
know. Yeah, but I was counting Christian also, the guy that was from Mexico. So there's, it's good that she has kept a lot of the brown guys this season, and we'll get to that in a minute.
I like Ricky. I don't think he has enough personality to stay.
No.
There is a lot of personality still left.
Correct. We'll get to it.
I don't think he has it. How about Ryan the Banjoist?
Now, I thought that after his showing also on one of the five amigos from After the Final Rose.
I didn't even know that.
Right. I thought after his showing on After the Final Rose that he would like really step up in being here in the first episode. And he really faded to the background.
He's very meek. He's just like a cute little guy.
He is cute.
I mean, looks wise, I'm into what Ryan has.
Yes, he is pretty enough for you, but I feel like Colton is really more your speed, but Colton's a little too big for you.
Yeah, I like, looks-wise, I'm into Ryan.
Yeah, you like a lithe, sort of tall gentleman.
He was also just not on the show tonight.
Yeah, and especially after his, like, great showing on After Final Rose, I was like, where's Ryan?
He's just a cute, little, quiet guy.
Yeah, and he had on that brocade jacket.
That's it.
Really a...
Every season there's people like this. They all finish, like, 17th.
What a waste.
He has no chance.
What a waste.
Speaking of the guys who have no chance, Trent.
Who is that?
Right?
Who is that?
That's it.
When she picked
he came
him,
in the hearse. That's it. It's the only thing he did.
Oh, was that him?
That was him.
When
yeah,
when,
easily forgettable.
Okay, when she picked him, I was like, I don't... You should be Joe. I think I was really focused on Joe.
There was a lot of you that was just screaming Joe. You wanted everything to be Joe.
I did.
Like, the first two roses came out, and they weren't to Joe, and Taylor was like, oh my god, is Joe not gonna get a rose?
I was pissed. I was so mad.
I was like, Taylor, I don't think everybody else loves the poverty line like you do.
I do. It's the Dayton coming out of me. I can't help myself.
Dayton, go back to Cincinnati.
Or actually Kentucky.
No, well, Kentucky, go back to Cincinnati. And then
Yeah.
There's a step system.
Yeah. No, I'd rather be in Dayton over Cincinnati.
Let's talk about Wills.
Oh my god.
So Wills is the last guy.
Okay.
Wills is the nerdy one.
Yeah, so Wills...
Like, legit nerd.
Wills is actually nerdy. Wills has an Expecto Patronum tattoo on his forearm. And now, Adam, for a Harry Potter layperson, that is a very serious thing to have tattooed on your body. It is the incantation that is used during the franchise that emits light, good being, good feelings to ward off Dementors.
See, and I wouldn't have known that.
Mm-hmm. Who sucked the life force out of people.
I wouldn't have known that unless you gave that information.
Everyone's,
on Robin season.
Everyone's Patronus takes on a different animal based on what their mood is and what their feelings are. So Hermione Granger's is a cat.
So Will's is a nerd and...
No, hers is an otter. Yes, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Sorry, everybody.
You just blasphemed.
Sorry, Potterheads. No, somebody... No.
J.K. Rowling's calling
McGonagall's is a cat. Harry's is a doe. No, it's a stag.
Oh my god. Honey.
I'm so sorry. Harry's is a stag, like his father.
Right.
Snape's is a doe, like Lily Potter.
If anybody is still listening, Wills is... He's the first time we've seen somebody who's, like, actually a nerd. Not like, yeah, I'm such a nerd. And like, oh, yeah, what are you nerdy about? Like, I love to read. Yeah, what do you read? Like, I read the magazine on the plane on the way here.
Oh, God.
He's legitimately, like, cool.
He is very cool. Wills is super hot. Things are happening. He's got light eyes. Like, all of this is good. He's a graphic designer, which makes him pretty cool as well.
He's going to be the guy who wears glasses on the show for me.
I think so.
I think he's going to do it.
I think so.
Well, I hate to give away a bold prediction, but that's it. I think Wills is going to wear glasses directly for me.
I can't wait to get to the bold prediction, so let's go to power rankings right now.
I've got cute little guy Ryan at number 4.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I need to have one off the wall, like only I could pick him kind of person, and I'm going to go with cute little guy banjoist Ryan.
So just to preface, my power rankings blew up when I realized that Joe was not being selected. So pardon me.
Wait, are you power ranking them on your preference now or on what you think she's doing?
Well, I...
Have you done what I do?
No, I was always doing it on what Becca was doing, but then when I realized that Becca and I were not on the same page, I had to correct myself. Number
so your
4
number 4 is Joe.
Is... No, Joe is my number 1. Duh. Lincoln is my number 4, actually. I think he's got
Sounds
a good
great.
Showing. He has a big personality, and I think he's going to go far in this competition, but it's obviously not number 1.
Do you know where I'm from? You don't have to convince me to like Lincoln.
I mean... Oh.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, sorry.
My number 3 is JB, because I like him an awful lot.
Who the hell is that?
Jean Blanc.
Oh, Jean Blanc. Yeah.
I think this is a, like... This is the put-together man that I like to think women sit around being like, I wish I could find somebody like that.
A haberdasher, if you will.
He is a haberdasher.
Mm-hmm.
Haberdasher, haberdasher. How many ERs are at the end of that word?
Roger.
I really don't. Is it haberdashery is the store.
Correct.
Haberdasher
it's
or haberdasherer?
I think it's a haberdasher.
I should know this. You said just one set of ERs.
I think. But, you know, I didn't know which Patronus was who, so don't quote me on that.
Yeah, you really messed that up.
I did. Right, my number three is Connor. I think Connor's blandness will carry him through pretty far in the show. I think
blending... Maybe she'll look at that and see some of herself?
Or maybe she won't see anything, and him blending into the background will keep him around longer.
Neither seen nor heard.
He will be invisible.
She'll be like Buster Bluth.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
My number two is Colton.
Okay.
I like Colton a lot. I think... It looks like he gets in some serious drama.
What drama?
What drama? He, well, yeah. It looks like he gets in some serious drama at the end, but I don't know if that's just jealousy drama from other guys, like, throwing up their last-ditch attempts to take out the leader.
I mean, come on.
I think that's what it is. Colton has no flaws, I think, at this point.
My number two is Dr. Doolittle, Blake. He really charmed her this second time around. He's pretty, he's sweet, he's empathetic. He's
but how
got
scalable is that gig?
How scalable is the animal gig?
Yeah.
Not scalable at all, girl.
Unless you can find animals.
Unless you bring in an elephant or Phoenix out here. No. He's not doing that.
Why would you think there's an elephant in Phoenix?
No, like an elephant or a phoenix.
Oh.
Like the fictional animal. Unless, I mean, once you get past size, you got to go fictional. Like, give me the Loch Ness Monster. Give me a narwhal. Give me a unicorn.
I think he's just going to go into the house and start finding insects just to bring her and, like, coming up with these dumb little lines about it.
I mean, give me whatever you want. Just don't bring me spiders.
Listen. I want to be with you. I don't want my heart to ever hear crickets.
Okay.
You know, or nice. Something like
nice.
That.
Nice, nice.
That was your two, right?
That was my two.
My number one is Lincoln. Okay. I love Lincoln. I think he has a chance to win. His biceps are the same size as his waist. Who can say that?
No one.
That's incredible.
That's incredible. My number one is Colton. I mean, he is killing it. Crazy hot. He's a virgin, which you know is hot on this show in general. He's tan. He's a football player. He used to date celebrities, but he's not really weird about it. He has his own foundation. Like, hello?
What more could you want?
What more could you want?
Bold predictions. I could want bold predictions.
Okay. Let's get to this.
That was a good segue, by the way, and not even planned.
No. This was wildly unplanned.
Okay, you start.
Okay, so let's get to the thing that I really want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the fights that people are having. I don't want to talk about somebody lying in a pool with their own
blood.
Those
are all fake.
Like, those are all fake. These are not happening. Like, none of this is true.
Well, not fake, but taken in way out of context.
What I want to talk about is the number of times that we saw Wills in this trailer and the number of times that he was on one-on-one dates with Becca. He was clearly traveling. And then this was the kicker at the very end of the trailer. Now, whether or not this is true remains to be seen. But he was far enough in on the trailer where she said, I've fallen in love with two guys. And the two guys that they showed during that blurb were Colton and Wills. What?
Wills is going to go. Wills is going to be on the show for a long time.
This is major. Even if Wills is...
Both of him.
That's enough. Even if Wills is on the show for a very long time, let's say... I mean, he travels, so...
They travel.
They travel. So what if he gets to the final three and this is our Black Bachelor?
There's going to be a black guy in the final four. There has to be.
There has to be. Like, the way, I mean...
Lincoln and JB and, like, Wills, these guys are just unimpeachably good.
Now, it seems like Lincoln gets into a little bit of trouble based on the...
But that might also be just jealous people at the bottom trying to take down the...
Because some people were trying to take down Colton as well.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
I think the two guys might be Colton and Lincoln.
But the Wills thing really took me off guard. Now, if I'm reading into it, please, LMK.
Wills is the star of the season preview blurb.
Yes. There is something to be said about that. There is something to be said about the amount of time that was spent on him. And that last line, I've fallen in love with two guys and he was one of them. Listen, I will never get over that. And if that means that he is in the final two or at least in the final three and he gets kicked off and Bachelor Nation falls in love with Wills, this is it, man. We've hit the big time.
What if somebody has already read the spoilers and they know the two guys are actually like Jason and Leo and like we're over here like it's gotta be Wills.
Oh my God.
You idiots.
What a dumb thing. Robin season. All right. Guys,
I think that's it.
This has been it. You know, we're glad to be back. We're always excited. You know, we always appreciate your feedback and your kindness.
Unless it's bad.
Unless it's bad.
Keep that
bad. Keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear it. And we'll see you next week.
It's 2018.
The ring will be revealed with the man. I have no idea what was going on, but I was living for it.
You had some accidents.
Leave. I don't want you here. Get out.
Please get back in the limo.
Oh, you'll have so much fun, don't you know?